Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, how's your social distancing going?
It's going all right. How's yours?
You know, the station's going, and it's a weird time for everybody, but we're getting through it together. And before we do this week's show, let's clear up the challenge from last time.
I said, start with the words pigeon and parrot. Change one letter to an R, and you can rearrange the result to spell the eight-letter name of a profession associated with the number zero, and a four-letter word for a sound that person might hear a lot during their workday. What are the words?
Well, what are the words?
Well, if you change one of the P's to an R, you can spell operator and ring. All right, Ian, speaking of social distancing, we hope our listeners are practicing social distancing by staying indoors as much as possible. And our questions this time around are going to contribute to the social distancing effort. In each correct answer this week, the first word will begin with the letter S, and the final word will end with the letter D. What breed was named after a hospice in Switzerland and was originally developed to aid the hospice in rescuing people in the Alps, but has not been used for that purpose since the 1950s?
Is it a shepherd?
Nope. It's two words.
St. Bernard.
St. Bernard is right, yes. And one of the best things that I learned this week is that the collective name for a group of St. Bernards is a floof. What two-word name is given to the headquarters of the Metropolitan Police Service, the organization responsible for policing the 32 boroughs of London, which has at various times been located on the Victoria Embankment and on Broadway, and whose name refers to a street behind the agency's original location where the door that eventually became the public entrance to the building was located?
Scotland Yard.
That's right. What union was founded in 1933 in response to the exploitation of Hollywood performers through oppressive multi-year contracts with major studios, merged with the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists in 2012, and has elected as its president some two dozen people, including Ronald Reagan, Patty Duke, and Melissa Gilbert.
Plus Ed Asner, the Screen Actors Guild.
The Screen Actors Guild is correct. What fictional character first appeared in an 1840s Victorian penny dreadful titled The String of Pearls, and has been portrayed over the years by Len Carreyrou, Ben Kingsley, Michael Cerveris, and Johnny Depp?
Sweeney Todd?
It's Sweeney Todd is right. Very good. And finally, by what collective name do we know a mausoleum, a lighthouse, gardens, a colossus, and three other things built between around 2580 BC and 280 BC?
Seven wonders of the ancient world.
Very good. The longest answer ever. And in 1994, the American Society of Civil Engineers created a list they called the Seven Wonders of the Modern World. That includes the Golden Gate Bridge, the CN Tower in Toronto, and the Channel Tunnel. Well, even though we are far apart, trivia brings us together once again. Ian went 5 for 5. How well did you do? Quiz at wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org for another look at this week's show, some extra credit questions, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase social distances. Rearrange the letters to spell a seven-letter word and an eight-letter word that both name buildings that have guards. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel is associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America, who's teaching online right now, and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
Hope to see you soon.